This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Western Hills Viaduct was constructed back in 1932, but as it approaches its centennial birthday, the city hopes to replace the current structure with a new one. And that isn't cheap. The estimated total cost is roughly $335 million. But there appears to be a plan for the road ahead. And joining us now to talk about it is City of Cincinnati Department of Transportation and Engineering Director John Brezina. John, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Michael, thank you for having me today.
It's our pleasure to have you. If you've got questions or comments about the Western Hills Viaduct, give us a call, 513-419-7100, or email your thoughts, questions, and comments to talk at wvxu.org. Well, let's just describe for our listeners what the situation is currently with the Western Hills Viaduct. This is a significant structure that connects Interstate 75 to major west side roads. So what's wrong with it?
So like you said, it was built back in the 1930s. It's near its end of its useful life. It doesn't handle all the vehicular traffic that's needed to carry. And, you know, some of the structure itself needs more maintenance than it has in the past. So with all those conditions, we feel, along with the Hamilton County Engineer's Office, that it's time for a replacement.
How many drivers tend to be using this viaduct every day?
I think it's around 55,000 vehicles a day use the viaduct.
So you've got 55,000 cars going across this thing every day. What type of maintenance is going on? I mean, are there consistent problems where your department is responding?
Yeah. So, you know, a couple times a year, so we do annual inspection of the viaduct to keep it safe, and it is safe for people to use. But during those inspections, we find pieces of loose concrete, as an example. And so our engineers will schedule maintenance for that, and they'll go ahead and they'll chip away some of that loose concrete so it doesn't fall on any vehicles or on the structure itself. We also have a contract in place to install some netting to capture some of the loose concrete that may fall in hard-to-reach places.
So I guess somewhat similar to what happened on the Roebling Bridge. I know that's managed by the state of Kentucky, but they had to put some of that netting up to collect what was the limestone that was falling off there. Is that a similar situation?
Yes, it is a similar situation.
Again, we're talking with John Brezina from the City of Cincinnati about the Western Hills Viaduct. So this is a $335 million estimated project. And I understand the city does have some cash on hand to go towards this, but not all of that. So how is the city going about securing what I understand is about $210 million still needed?
Correct. Yeah. So yeah, like you said, the cost estimates $335 million. We've secured about a third of that. We have $125 million. And that's a combination of local funds from the City of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. And then the rest is made up of state and federal grants.
Well, I know that these grants are not necessarily guaranteed, right? Are you all just applying and hoping to get these grants?
No, so there is approximately $66 million in local funding, and so the other 60 plus million is actually in hand state and federal grants that we actually have that we have been awarded. Now, in March, we did apply for two large grants totaling nearly $280 million. And so a part of our financial plan are these two grants. One is a federal grant and the other one is a state grant.
I understand that the federal grant is from the Infrastructure for Rebuilding America Fund, where you've asked for up to $137 million. And then the state grant is the Transportation Review and Advisory Council for an ask of up to $140 million. What is that process like? We do see reports of grants coming in to local governments for transportation needs. What do you think the chances are for a project like this?
I think our chances are really good. You know, we've applied for the federal grant the last couple of years, and each year it does better. It has a better ranking each year. So we're fairly confident that we would get some of that money, may not be all of it, but some of it would be awarded. We expect to hear the results of that federal grant in June of this year. And then we also expect to hear from the state grant in later on in August.
So let's say that the state and the feds all come through for you, and then you have all the money that you think you need at this point to construct a new Western Hills Viaduct. What happens?
We start. You know, we're still going through our detailed design, but there are some aspects of the project that we could actually start turning some dirt here later this year. You know, we've got some building demolitions that we can do. We have some site preparation that we can do. All of that will start moving forward for us.
So I read that this project, if funded this year, it wouldn't be until 2028 before the new structure is built?
Before it's completed, yes. Yeah. So, you know, a project of this size takes a long time to build. So just the site preparation and the relocation of utilities will take, you know, somewhere in the next 2, 3, 4 years to actually complete. Those utilities need to be out of the way before we actually start the actual viaduct, the structure project. So the new bridge isn't expected to start until 2024, and it'll take 4 years to complete, mainly because we have to coordinate with the railroad yard that's below it, and they want to continue operations. We want them to continue operations, so we have to work together to get the viaduct built.
And we should be clear for our listeners, the Western Hills Viaduct as we know it today, it will remain open during this period, won't it?
Oh, totally, yeah. Yeah, the existing structure will remain open. Traffic will be able to use it. And we will build the new viaduct just south of the existing viaduct.
What happens to the existing viaduct after the new one is completed?
I think our plans are to demolish it when it's all said and done. It may not be right after the new one is open, but thereafter.
Well, let's talk about this new one. Do you have a final design, or are you still working through some of those components? I've seen some images and renderings, of course.
Sure, yeah. So we have a final structure picked out, and it is a cable stay type bridge that has four towers, two on each side of the bridge. It's called an extradosed structure type for the bridge people out there. So it's going to be an iconic landmark over on the west side for us. We're really excited about the structure type.
You can see some images of this design, the rendering of the proposed Western Hills Viaduct at WVXU.org. We've got a link to the city site where you can see the slideshow. In addition to improving access for vehicular traffic, is there a multimodal component at all to the new structure?
Yes, there is. And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about. The existing bridge doesn't have much access for pedestrians. There is a walkway on it, but it's not the greatest. The new bridge is going to be a single deck bridge. The current one is a double decker, but the new one's going to be a single deck bridge with eight lanes. And on the edges of that, on the north edge and the south edge, we're going to have an 8-foot sidewalk on the north side, and we're going to have a 14-foot shared use path on the south side. So pedestrians will be able to use either side of it, and then we'll have that shared use path for our cyclists and other users.
We're speaking with City of Cincinnati Department of Transportation and Engineering Director John Brezina about the Western Hills Viaduct and the proposal to construct a new one. Is this still going to be called the Western Hills Viaduct?
Yes. Yeah, we haven't talked with the county about changing the name of it, so yes.
Okay. Well, what goes into planning for something like this? So we know that 55,000 cars approximately are using the existing structure today. When you factor that in creating up how many lanes you need and that sort of thing, what type of data are you analyzing closely, as well as how you anticipate any type of growing need for vehicular users?
Sure. So that's all part of our project development process. This project has been in the works since 2010. There's a planning phase, there's a preliminary engineering and environmental phase that all kind of help us identify the need for the bridge and how big to actually make it. Besides just all the data that we collect during those phases, you know, we also reach out to the communities as well to get their input. You know, the community input is just as important as just the data that we collect on how to make a new bridge successful for everybody.
If we think about all those generations of Westside Cincinnatians who have accessed the Western Hills Viaduct for so long, what do you think will be the most noticeable improvement for their daily commutes once they're driving on the new structure?
I think the ease of connections that they're going to have to the interstate and to the local roads, and the multimodal component as well. You know, the bridge will be able to tie into our existing bike facilities and sidewalk facilities along Central Parkway there, and then also the new facilities that were just completed with the Lick Run project over by Queen City and Harrison. So I think the connectivity will be improved. I think that will be most appreciated by the Westsiders.
John, you talked a little bit about being conscious of the railroad below this project, which will impact the way the workflow goes. You've also talked about relocating utilities that are below it. Are there structures below that will also need to be taken?
There are some properties that will need to be relocated. None of them residential. There's just a handful of business properties that need to be relocated for this project. But for a project of this size, it's a surprisingly small amount of property that's actually needed.
As far as the scope of this project and your department's role in it, is there any other looming project comparable to that that's the city's responsibility?
This is a fairly large project. You know, the city and the county and the state all partner together to improve the infrastructure throughout the region. So whether it's us, whether it's the county or the state, you know, we all together collaborate on these large projects. The most recent one that kind of comes to mind is our collaboration with the county and state on the Fort Washington Way project.
Can you tell us, when you're making considerations about how to address a structure like the existing Western Hills Viaduct, how you decide that it is ultimately in the best interest, even with this price tag, $335 million, to build a new structure rather than to rehabilitate or enhance the existing one?
Yeah, so that was one of the parts of the planning and preliminary engineering phases that when we went through that, was, are we going to save the existing structure, or are we going to build a new one? And the numbers came back for the long term that just rehabbing the existing structure was just going to be too costly and a maintenance nightmare and headache for us. So in the long run, for the taxpayer dollars, it's going to be better to actually build a new viaduct.
We're talking with John Brezina. He is the director of the City of Cincinnati Department of Transportation and Engineering. So again, you're waiting on word from these grants. I mean, let's say worst case scenario, these grants don't come through. I know you expressed optimism, but is there a plan B?
Sure. Yes. So our financial plan includes just getting grants, right? And so if these grants fall short of our request, right, we plan on submitting an application for SORTA's new transit infrastructure money that just was passed last year. Those applications are due at the end of June. So we plan on applying for additional money there. And then, later this year and next year, there'll be additional opportunities for other grants as well. So we'll continue to plug away applying for grants to make this project happen. A project this size doesn't happen.
Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition.
Learn more about the Western Hills Viaduct project. Click on WVXU.org and go inside the Cincinnati Edition tab.
Officials and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in and catch us live. Weekdays at noon, I just want to register on 7 WVXU.
I come across the Clay Wade Bailey Bridge over here every day. There is a canyon-sized pothole on the Cincinnati side of the Clay Wade Bailey. It's scary. I drive a tiny smart car. It's going to swallow me whole. Can I help fix this thing?
You can, actually. The easiest way to do it is we have a website that actually captures citizen requests, citizen service requests, right? It's a, we call it the CSR system. So if you were to go to Google and type in 591-6000.com, it'll be the first website that pops up. And on that website, you click the link, and there is a map-based way to actually enter your request. When you enter your request, it goes to the appropriate department. They receive the request, and they will fix that pothole for you.
I'm getting on it. John Brezina from the City of Cincinnati Department of Transportation, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You got it. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.